All right. Okay, we'll start. We'll resume. This is a question I'd like you guys to ponder. This can be answered with a yes or no. So what I'd like to ask you to do is take a moment and just evaluate your current team situation on each one of these questions. Okay? Just by just writing leadership and then answer yes or no. Okay, so first, leadership is, would you say you're intentional? Are you purposefully, do you have a clear goal? Are you strategically going towards a particular agenda as it relates to the experience and the reputation that you're bringing, you're building? Okay? Second, the team, is the team empowered? Does the team have so much clarity on what the goal is, what the job is, what their part in it is, that they can make decisions on the ground? That's how you know they're empowered. Or do they need to keep asking the top team, the leadership? If they need to keep asking, guess what? Somebody's not empowered. So, yes or no lang yan. Third, the service itself, the product, the output, okay, the event that you're running, the actual thing that you do, is it talkable? Okay, that's a term that we're coining now, that the experience is so good, you cannot help but talk about it. Have you all eaten in restaurants where it's talkable, di ba? You come out of it, like, oh man, tweet mo agad, sabi mo, kailangan pong mabumalik tayo rito, ganyan, di ba? hindi ayaw. Hindi talkable lang. Negative talk ang usapan. I have, unfortunately. Sayang. I don't know nga what all the talk is about Jayco. But anyway, so. Fourth, identity. Is it consistent? Okay? Ginagamit nyo pa rin ba ang Victory Christian Fellowship? Na-invento nyo na ba yung bagong kulay ng Victory? Yung gano'n, may sariling kulay kayo. Okay. Is it consistent? Pag lumipat ako sa center nyo, pareho ba yung center nyo sa itsura, generally, feel-wise, as the other Victory centers? That's an important question to consider. Okay? Yes or no lang yan. Fifth, communication. Is it maximized? Can you look at your situation and say, we maximized every possible communication touch point? We are able, at any one time, an average member knows where to get information, how to get information. That's the, parang every possible touch point na maximized. That's how you know. Yes or no lang yan. And finally, the people, conversation-wise, are they delighted? Or are they smiling at you but they have issues? Hindi lang nila masabi kasi nahihiya sila. So, yes or no lang yan. Okay? So, that's a quick diagnostic for you. We won't tackle the answers now. Because really, at the end of the day, like I said, it aligns from the top. And so the challenge for you is, especially if you're the ones who are seeing it and experiencing it, is learning to lead your north. Learning to lead the people who are leading you in such a way where you can help bring greater intentionality so that you and the people you're working with can be more empowered to execute so that the services improve to the level where it's delighting people and it's so talkable that what happens is, you know, you can now do the rest of your job, which is live a way to be consistent about it. Okay? Hindi pwede yung pastoral services nagpa-publish ng manuals. Discipleship services nagmi-mimeograph. Yung talagang yung itsura parang grabe, halos hindi nga photocopy, powder xerox, hindi nga maayos, parang kakala mo Phoenix machine. Yung hindi pwedeng ganun eh. Yung kids church sobrang planado, so grabe, every touch point na utilize, may announcement sa service, may website, may ganto ganto, and then yung singles retreat, hindi consistent yun eh. At the end of the day, the average person doesn't think mas planado kasi yung kids church kaysa sa pastoral service. As far as you're concerned, yung Victory ganyan, Hindi nila naiisip na ibang grupo gumawa niyan. Ganun eh. So, you do this in such a way that, bam, you now work on consistency. Building that across the whole experience. Then you maximize all the touch points. And what ends up happening is people can't help but talk about how good the experience is. And what ends up happening is you build an awesome reputation. People come not because you have to build an outreach opportunity. They're the ones wanting, like the Queen of Sheba. They're the ones coming to say, I've heard about you. And I've come to see if it is true. That's what starts to happen. And so, there's so much power in applying this right now, where you are. I hope you do. I hope it doesn't just stay as a great idea in staff dev, but actually starts to shake some of the operational discussions that you're in. Okay? At this point, I just want to give you an opportunity for any quick questions. So, yeah, Jason. Put it on the mic, because I think we're recording this kind of. So.
Pastor Carlos, when you say about the leadership, let's say I'm the worship service for Makati.
Yeah.
Does it start with Pastor Julius or it starts with me? Or
starts with whoever knows that there's something missing. So, because like, I wouldn't say I'm the leadership of the organization. Mm-hmm. I play my part, right? But to whatever degree that I have influence and access to making my situation more intentional. If part of that means I need to be sitting down with the apostolic team and working with them for a few questions, please help clarify this for me so I can move forward. Because they don't know naman that it's not clear for me. Maybe it's clear for them. But in my current situation, I can say it's not clear for me. So what I do is I take ownership of the... I want to be more intentional. So I take ownership of that. As far as I'm concerned, there's information that's missing. I can't empower, let's say, I'll give you an example. I'm the conference director right now. I'm not the host, unlike Discipleship 2013, where I was very, very clear on what the Victory pastors wanted because I was part of that group that created the concept. In the case of Ignite 2013, I have a client. My client is Lifebox. So I'm executing, I'm the leadership team as it relates to leading the conference. But the truth is, I'm not the one with the final vision of what this is and what this will look like. So there's a gap there. That's what you're saying now. As worship service coordinator, I have authority and responsibility over this aspect of our world, right? I output a clear service. I provide a clear function, which is the actual services, volunteer management experience. I mean, if I were to break down your job description, I'll break it down in those categories and terminologies. Okay, so, but so I need to be, as the leader over this group, be intentional in what I'm trying to do. So the people, whether that's the key ministry heads or the volunteers that I work with or the teams under me that I've built, can be empowered to, on the ground, make decisions. But I'm not, some of the answers I need to be able to answer are not on me. They're on somebody higher than me. Or somebody else, like in my case, a client, it's my job to get that answer. I need to be intentional on filling the gaps. What I want to empower everybody here to do is not stop when a question is unanswered. You need to fight for clarity. You can't just move forward. Oh, sige, you know, bahala na si Batman. And let's just go, you know. You can't eh. You're leading. You can't lead somebody where you have never been yourself. If you can't draw a picture of it yourself, how can you tell people, shoot for that? How can you tell people it's wrong? How can you tell people it's right? There's no scoreboard, there's no target, there's no goal. So what we need to happen, the first job of the leader is to be clear. That's what we mean by intentional. This is where we're going, not there, here. And sometimes you don't know where here is. Eh? You're not the one who's deciding that. So I needed to interface with Joseph as communication, as conference director. I would sit down with Joseph, CJ, and his board. Okay, ano gusto niyong mangyari? Yung kagaya ng 2011. Sige, ano ibig mo sabihin dyan? Yung ganun din. sige, give me a verse that communicates that. And sabi ko, I'll give you a week to pray about it. Because I've been praying about it 2 weeks already. So I'll give you a week to pray about it. You come back to me, give me a verse. That's going to be the verse I'm going to build everything on. I'm telling them how big a deal this is. Kasi to them, and here's where you need to learn this, eh. To them, it's clear. So, you set yourself up and you say, I'm sorry, I think I'm slow on this. I don't think I'm getting what you're saying, eh. Could you say it to me again in a way that will make sense for me? Because I can't seem to articulate it myself, eh. You see what I'm doing? I'm pushing for clarity. Because at the end of the day, I need to lead my team. Pastor Steve doesn't wake up every single day wondering if I'm doing... He's not thinking, I wonder what Carlos is telling his department. No, because he's busy doing his job. And I need to do my job. So I live in my side of the world where I'm in charge over leading my group. But to whatever extent, I can't be intentional because it's something outside of me. I can't fill that gap with my own opinions. I do have to get it from them. But I need to not stop until I get it. And I need to learn my people. I learn my leaders in such a way. I know Pastor Manny. I know how to get answers from Pastor Manny. I know how to get answers from Pastor Joey. I know how to get answers from if it's Pastor Ferdy. I know how to get answers if it's from Pastor Steve. It's just, I just have to. Eh. And what if it's all of them together? It has to be their decision together. Okay, how do I get that done? Then, but that's the challenge on me. So that I don't sit down in front of my team, at least in this case, communication and development. I don't sit down in front of them and I go, guys, I don't know where we're going, okay, but let's go. Hindi. So the job, it's first, who's the leader? You are. Who's the leader? You are. You're somebody's leader. Lalo na if you're running volunteers. What cannot happen, and you guys, you're going to shoot your team in the leg by doing this. You stand in front of your volunteers and you're saying, I'm sorry, but our senior pastor doesn't know what to do yet. Naglaglag ka lang lalagay. Ganun. So that's the reputation and the experience you're building something. Anyway, at any time, you're building something. So be very conscious of that. I will fight tooth and nail to make sure every single person in my team comes across at their best all the time. I'm very conscious of that. You work with me, you know this. If it's something you've done, I will stand in front of somebody and say, I'm sorry. Your name will never show up. Because that's me, I'm the leader. It starts and stops here. But at that point, you align that, you're intentional in that, and then bam, 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 everything else falls into place. But that's the most critical one. So I need to be clear. And that's what Ms. Sonia was saying. At a certain point, the leadership wasn't completely clear. Real life, what is it not? That's why it couldn't push forward with so much authority and conviction. It was figuring itself out. But when the apostolic team came together, we did that strat plan. You remember that? That was light bulbs for all of us. And then all of a sudden, boom, this is who we are. And this is who we're not. The clarity across every director, real life director, everybody who was real life coordinator, went, ayun ang mapala eh. Tapos ang usapan. And then everybody was able to move forward from that point. But the push for clarity has to be the leader's job. And here's what I'm saying. Kasi ganyan na mangyari. I think I was clear enough and I explained something. Oh, Lou, ganito ah. Hindi pala nag-gets ni Lou. It's no longer on me. Does that make sense? Ganun yan. Your average senior pastor. Oh, ganito gagawin natin ah. Okay, beda. Game. Pa. Then they move on because they're now studying the preaching. Hindi mo pala nag-gets. Or meron ka parang medyo hindi clear. Nasa iyo na yun. The ball got passed na to you eh. Balik mo sa kanya, parang medyo hindi pa puluto. But what you do is, you don't just wait for it to get cooked. You nasa iyo na eh. As far as you're concerned, trabaho man na to. Hindi naman nila alam na kulang ka pa ng ingredients eh. Ikaw na yung magsasabi, kailangan po natin bumili ng mantika. Ikaw yung magsasabi ng ganon. Ikaw yung magsasabi, Pastor, favor po. I'm gonna do this now, but in order for us to do this now, I need your help. Could you give me 2 hours I'm going to bring these two people with me, and we're going to ask you a few questions. I'll send you the questions ahead of time para maisip mo na po siya. But this will help us immensely in moving forward with this event. Do you guys get it? At the end of the day, what I'm saying is this, you're the leader. You're the one leading your team. And it's very easy for us to always go and say, there's somebody higher. There always is. But as far as, at least in my world, communications and development, it stops with me. As far as they look to me, when I don't know something, I'll get that information for you. And then, or I empower them. I tell them, you got to get that information. You know, sometimes it's like that. It's like, why am I the one dealing with this? Why haven't you two talked and you're on the same table? Okay, parang ganyan. So, minsan, mag-usap mo na kayo, so balikan niyo ako kapag nagkaintindihan na kayo. Parang ganyan. Minsan may mga ganun ako eh. Kasi parang, kapag ako kasali sa usapan niyan. But, ganun na nga yung point. Well, empowering them at the lowest level of leadership. I don't know if I answered your question completely, but to me, it's that eh. At the end of the day, you're the leader. If you're unable to move forward because your goal isn't clear, I'll put the weight on you to make it clear. And if you don't know the answers to a few questions, most probably because they don't know the questions themselves. I want a video. Ano po laman ang video? Ewan ko, basta gawin niya akong video. Ganan, di ba? I know, I live with these people. I work with all of your bosses. I know them all. I can give you examples. I know who has a clear one, who micromanages, and who has no idea. I can tell you. I'm they're all my friends. Okay, so, but that's the point. You know, and they're all awesome. They all have their own strengths. That's why they need you. Because they recognize you, they can't do what you're there for. If they could do it, you're not necessary. They hired you and said, I want this person in my team. It's because you provide a skill set they know they don't have. So I just want to challenge you guys. Now, you're seeing things from a vantage point that the average senior pastor will never see. And so I need you to be part of the leadership. Don't see yourself on the second one. You're not team. Okay? That's why you're in this class. Because you're not team. Jenny. Yes, our pastor.
Some of the terminologies that are a little bit confusing.
Sure.
Is leadership and the leader and the champion, for example, of that gets a little confused because there's a champion and you're leading, as you're saying, but at the end of the day, you end up calling all the shots because they're like depending on you now for everything.
That's good. Sure.
So that gets a little
confused. In your world, you have a project champion. Is that what everybody's talking about?
Supposedly. Supposedly, there's a champion.
In our language...
The client, usually...
It's okay. I think I'm getting what you're saying. In our language, because I've done a project management course for my group, because we all come from various backgrounds of project management, so I taught one, and I said, okay, here's how we in the team will see and do project management. So para may common language kami lahat. Okay, and then what we did was this. In our case, it's called a project owner.
That's different from sponsor pa.
Yes, the project sponsor is the one who will help make sure the project will be done. Backer. Siya yung backer. Yung project sponsor ko, madalas, kanyari, gagawa ko ng project. Pastor Joey, gagawin ko to. Backupan mo ko, ah. Kapag kailangan ko na lang tulong sa apostolic team na magagawa to, sa'yo ko to. I-gets mo kasi yung kailangan ko gawin. Parang ganon. Oh, Carlos, I'll talk to Manny. We'll make that happen. Ganyan. Ako ang project owner. At the end of the day, it will rise and fall on my doing it or not. The conferences, I'm project owner. Okay? Project sponsor, Joseph as host, and at the same time, the Victory Metro Manila are my sponsors. Metro Manila will make sure it happens. Okay? That's why I can call on anyone and pull resources. Pastor Nixon, kailangan ko po si ganito. Sure! Ako bahala dyan. Kausapin ko mamaya. Bakit ko magagawa yun? May sponsor ako eh. May nag-aalaga sa akin. Does that make sense? So that's a sponsor. But at the end of the day, they all move on, do their own things. Who still feels the weight of getting it done? The project owner. The responsibility of the project rests on the owner. The idea of having ownership over the job. Who has complete ownership over the job? That's a project owner. So I think in your term, that would be the project leader versus the project champion. Sino yung champion?
The one who asked for the, requested for the project to be done.
I don't know.
That's why it's confusing because up to now, the words get used. And we're like, so who's the champion?
Yeah.
What
I
the
do
one
lang
who's
is
pushing this?
Definition of terminology lang. That's what we did. We chose a specific terminology para hindi kami iba-iba. So like when I say project brief, this is what I mean. Okay? Versus the project scope document. At least in our world kasi may ganun kami. The project brief is the one-page summary that I can read and everybody, okay, this is what it is. The project scope is a bit more detailed. Medyo may timeline, medyo may budget, medyo may ganda. The brief is a one-pager that everybody in the team can look at and reference. You know, who is the one who ultimately ensures success and failure of the project? The project owner. Okay? The project sponsor can help to the degree the project owner asks for help. Di ba? As far as the project sponsor is concerned, okay yan. Okay? Okay siya. Kung hindi lumapit yung project owner na project sponsor, may issue po tayo. Hindi makakatulong si project sponsor. Kasi hindi niya day-to-day yun eh. Okay, so I don't know if that language makes more sense in your world.
We have to define.
Yes, I think that's what it is. Sino talaga ang may ultimate responsibility? Si champion or si leader? Yan, yun yung tanong. Kasi that's the terms you're using. So, but yeah, I think it's a good point to define. Sige, so, we good? Any other questions? Experience, reputation? We good? Okay. Okay, let me just go to the last part, and this one's quick. Let me walk you through history. Start with Starbucks. Do you know that Starbucks changed logos 4 times? In 1971, they looked like that. Kind of weird. Okay? 1987, hindi na natin experience yan eh. By the time Metro Manila had Starbucks 1992 logo na eh. Yung ganyan. I never even knew that it was actually a mermaid. I never stared at it long enough to figure it out. That's a mermaid. Okay? Has to do with Seattle. Okay? And then now in 2011, that's what it looks like. Nawala na yung Starbucks na words. You know this? Nawala na. Wala na nakalagay na Starbucks coffee. Wala na. The Starbucks you buy now, that's what it looks like. Okay? And you know what? That happened relatively quickly for us. Most of you never even noticed. Okay? Victory, we changed the logo 3 times. Once upon a time, this is a logo. I still have my old UP Victory Christian Fellowship shirt. I will never throw that away. It has this logo. I still wear it every now and then when I reminisce. Okay? But once a very, 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 very short moment in history, we changed it to this. Very short. Very short. We did a very bad job of test running it before launching it. We launched it, and then the common people started coming back to us with, Mazda, medyo Mazda. Okay? But we didn't change it because of that. We changed it because this logo is actually the logo of Victory Campus Ministries in the United States. We changed it because nagbitaw ang Victory Campus Ministries in 2004 when they changed name to Every Nation Campus Ministries. So the logo was no longer being used. So as Pastor C wanted to update the logo, sabi niya, let's just get that. So we got it and used it. But then about a few months later, Victory Campus Ministries in the U.S. said, is it okay that you don't use the logo? Because we want to keep it. Even though we won't use it, we want to retain the rights to it. Ah, okay, so we dropped the logo. And then yes, it does look like Mazda. So, an airwalk na baliktad. Okay, so anyway, then we shifted to this. Okay, and that lived for a while until we stopped calling ourselves Christian or Fellowship. Okay, so we're no longer Christian, we don't fellowship anymore. So we dropped that and this is what we have now. Okay? And that's been in existence now. We are not yet at the level where we feel confident to drop Victory. Like Starbucks lost Starbucks coffee. Yeah? We're not yet there. But we're slowly growing that. Like Nike, when Nike first started doing this, the swoosh and the Nike were always together. And they always made sure Just Do It was always on the page somewhere. But now, the logo is so ubiquitous. The meaning of the logo, the visual of the logo, and the meaning behind it is so connected now that you can just have the swoosh and know it means Nike. Know it means Just Do It. You can just have Just Do It and know it means Nike. Just like you can see the bottle of Coca-Cola and know it's Coca-Cola. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Wala pa tayo doon. The average person will see the V logo and not immediately think Victory the Church. Malayo pa. So, hindi pa natin hinihiwalay. Okay? So, I'd really like to request those of you who oversee graphic artists, who, ano, to not be creative in their interpretation of our logo. Okay, thank you. So, our mission statement, it exists. Once upon a time, this is what it was. When I joined Victory, this is what it was, okay, 1994. To honor God and advance His kingdom by making disciples, training leaders, planting churches, and Philippization in the world. We used to have a big banner in our old center for this. I love that. I'm so impressed with it. Si Edwin pala yung kumuha. Okay, so we changed it from that to this. Okay? The mission statement of every nation. Victory now holds the same mission statement that every nation holds, which is to honor God by establishing Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, socially responsible churches and campus ministries in every nation. Okay? Did we change who we are? No. We just refined the language so to eliminate redundancy between our mission statement, our vision statement, and our values. Parang naging confusing siya at once upon a time. Okay? Our value statement. Okay? When we would talk about Victory's values, this is what we used to call it. You remember that? Ito saan? Lordship, Evangelism, Discipleship, Pastor, Leadership, Family. How are you umabot kayo dyan? Mariela, Anna, you'd never even heard about that. Awesome. Uh-oh. Tagal na yan. Okay? And you know what? Some of the senior pastors are still lobbying na bumalik yan. Just so that you know, when I get into some conversations with provincial senior pastors, bakit nawala yung family? Yung lordship? Hiningiti ako na lang. Now it's this. Simple. Honor God, make disciples. Do we think lordship is important? Absolutely. That hasn't changed. How can you honor God if you don't live a life of lordship? But we just decided the Christ-centeredness, the Spirit-empowered component, campus ministry, church planting, that all's redundant ne. So hindi na siya necessary if you live the mission, having to identify values that way wasn't necessary anymore. So we now communicate who we are and how we do things this way. And the way we do honor God and make disciples is this way. Sorry, I pressed it twice. Yeah, there. So how do we honor God and make disciples? We do this again and again and again and again. Okay? That's what will never change. Our corporate culture. Okay? The only other way we communicate who we are and what we do is through our corporate culture. So, we're missional. You've all heard this na. So I'm just running through. Professional, relational, and spiritual. If we cultivate this, then that evangelism, that spiritual family in the values before, it'll all still be there. Actually, doing it this way makes it more, it's easier to live. Because how can you measure how much lordship? Yung pagka-lordship mo, eto, 99% pa lang yan eh. How do you know? How do you know you're at 100% lordship? Are any of us here at 100% lordship? There's no way. But you can talk about being more relational. You can talk about being more professional. That's actually more actionable. The other values were just ideas that were good to think, but hard to measure. Doing it the way we're doing it now makes it actionable and measurable. Okay? So, who are we? There are four official entities that we talk about. Okay, these are my four main clients. First, Victory, Every Nation, Lifebox, and Real Life. Okay? Hindi niyo pa din na-drop officially yung foundation, no? Stiason. You're trying, but it's not yet official. Yeah, but the logo, not yet. Kasi you need the word foundation pa. Yes, okay. So, but in terms of language, you're now just calling it Real Life. Okay. Victory is a church movement. Every Nation is a missions organization. Lifebox is a campus ministry. And Real Life is a compassion ministry. Right? Simple, straightforward. Notice the color differences. Okay, next. Victory, one word. Victory is about discipleship. Every Nation is about missions. Lifebox about the campus. Not youth. They define that. Not youth. Because that means out of school youth and everything. No. We don't go out of our way, raise funds for out of school youth. We go for campus. Students. Very different. Notice a distinction. And finally, the poor. Reaching the poor. Obviously with the emphasis on students, but poor students. Okay. Compassion Ministry, the gap preaching was very clear on that. Okay, reaching the lost. What are we? Why do we? These four organizations exist. Victory exists to help us reach the lost. Every Nation exists to help us reach the nations. Lifebox exists to help us reach the youth, and Real Life helps us reach the poor. Okay, and finally, the taglines: Honor God, make disciples. Every Nation, every campus, preparing students for life. Transforming lives through hope and education. Okay? That's who we are. Okay? So last thing I want to say here is we need to learn how to build together. What you do helps me. If you do it well, my job gets easier. Okay? So I'm here really pleading with you. I want to have a life. Please help my job become easier. No, but seriously, it is an issue of consistency. We're talking about 29 years. 29 years. Somebody said an average organization lasts 40 years. And then it lies. Because the founding people no longer are there. And the ones who follow don't have the same values. And after one generation, it changes. And the organization is no longer what it was. It becomes a shell of an organization. I don't want that to be our case. I want my kids to have their kids dedicated here. Help me make that happen, please. Okay? I want my daughter to find the man she will spend the rest of her earthly life with in kids' church here. Get discipled in youth ministry here. Okay? And God willing, I will know the pastor who will officiate. Ayusin mo, Mingan. Ako ang magwo one-to-one sa lalaking yon. Kahit pastor na siya. Okay, anyway, okay. So, sobrang off topic. Okay. This is my friend bought a shoe. Sobrang tuwang-tuwa siya kasi ang mura. Suot-suot niya, pagtingin namin, kaya mura, bro! Yang hiya siya. Yung ganun. But in close scrutiny, na-realize mo mali pala. Yung ganun. Okay? And so, all I'm saying is we need to learn how to be creative on everything except our visual identity. Okay? So, people can tell fakes from real things, you know. One of my friends was explaining to me how you can tell a real Louis Vuitton bag from a fake Louis Vuitton bag that you can get in Green Hills. Yung ganun. You can, there's a way to tell pala. There's an easy way to tell. I forgot it now because it doesn't matter to me. Okay, but anyway, it's an issue of trust. Remember, trust is the foundation of any relationship. Okay? It's the foundation of any relationship. If I'm going to keep working with you, serving, give my resource to you, I'm going to have to trust you. You want me to show up and help volunteer my talent, my time to your endeavor? You need to be at the very least trustworthy. All right? Now remember, trust is spelled this way. Okay? Reliability plus delight. Not just reliability anymore. The world has changed. It's not just reliability anymore. You want my loyalty, you want my trust, you need to also delight in me. Which is why I love the fact that your volunteers are the ones posting on social media, I love this church. What are we doing to keep that experience? You're the ones keeping that with me. Okay? Next, it's an issue of integrity. So the questions that I normally diagnose myself with is, am I doing what I said I'd do? Am I doing anything that I said I wouldn't do? And are we starting to do things that we've never said we'd do? You know, these are helpful diagnostic questions for me, okay, to figure out, am I still being who I'm called to be? Okay, that's what our senior leaders did when they evaluated Talents Inc. as great as it was, Force Ministries as fruitful as it was, Champions for Christ, which is one of our longest running logos and ministries. Is that what we're called to do? And when they concluded, they realized it's not. There will be churches who will have a unique skill set to reach the missions, the soldiers, but they don't expect every church that has a victory logo to have a ministry to soldiers. That said, they expect every victory church to do something for the poor, to have something for the youth, and to be nations focused. And that's how we eliminated other great good things that were keeping us from the great things. You get that? At the end of the day, are we being true to what we're called to be? As good as those things were, as good as it was keeping us from what God was calling us to ultimately be. Powerful. If it looks like a duck and swims like a dog, people won't trust it. You say you exist to honor God. Standard, basic, I'll harp on the time thing again. Why do I harp on the time so much? Because I had to learn that here. I'm lousy with time. Okay? Time is relative for me. I'm a relator kasi. Okay? So, but I've come to the conclusion I need to teach myself this. If I'm lousy with time, I detract from people trusting me more. Ganun lang talaga. So that's why it's a big deal for me. The average businessman counts things in terms of time. They value time more than money. Because only in time can they make money. Okay? And the time, unfortunately, they cannot recoup. Money they can. So you tell me the meeting starts at 9. I'm a volunteer, you're not paying me. I actually had to pay parking to get here. I paid my own gas to get here. 30 minutes later, we haven't even started. And I only have 30 minutes left because I have a meeting right after. And I gave you my time. How was God honored in what we just did? Something to think about. You really have to stop and think. If it swims like a dog, you start to think, God honoring ba talaga yung goal dito? It really does. It pushes you. This pushes you. I don't know. It just does. Okay? If it doesn't, let's talk. Okay? It's an issue of focus. Why? We need to focus on what's really important. The wildly important. Focus is something you need to fight for daily. That's my conclusion. Plus, I'm ideation. So, my natural tendency is to be scattered. It's a conscious effort for me. If I'm going to make any impact, I need to focus. As an organization, the only way we will make a real impact is if we keep focused. Okay? Our one word has always been and will always be discipleship. The ministries we birth, every nation, real life, and life box also live on this one word. We can send scholars to school, but if they're not disciples, real life didn't do its job. Does that make sense? We can send missionaries on the mission field, and if all the, at the end of the day, all we have are bigger attendance in student activities, but they're not discipled, we haven't done our job. Does that make sense? At the end of the day, the one word is discipleship. Finally, it's an issue of unity. The bigger we get, the more spread out we become, the more we have to work to keep our unity. And I've learned this because now we're doing every nation, so I'm working now with a bigger picture. The only way to stay united at a much bigger scale is to really just focus on the most important things. And then everything else you let go. Everything else you empower them to contextualize, to apply. But there are a few things you cannot let go of. Okay, which is why I'm sorry, but I have to take a stand on a few things that has to do with the Victory name. Because once you put on the name Victory, then you have to, at the very least, be like this. Because if not, all of us are perceived by your choice of spending less money so that we can have an offering envelope that looks like airmail, then spending a little bit more and getting it published the way the rest of Victory does it. Does that make sense? It's small matters like that that long-term show up and make a difference. It really does. It just, because man looks at the outward. In Metro Manila, we're one church in multiple locations. Why is it so hard for those of us here who live in, we're all Metro Manila, what am I doing? Why is it so hard for us to make changes or decisions sometimes? Because we chose to build together. We are one church. So that means those of us who are in church venues that have more capability, we big brother the smaller congregations who don't have that same capability. What does that mean? Even though we have the technology or the resource to do some things, we choose not to because the experience has to be consistent across. And then the ones who don't have the resources to do it are pushing so that they can still maintain the same base standard of excellence we require across the board. Does that make sense? Up here, we were talking about that. Parang kaya na namin maglagay ng ATM type kiosk kasi dito sa baba eh. So you can give your tithe like that. The technology is available na. You remember that conversation? We were there na. And then we stopped. Because we didn't want to be the only Victory congregation that would have something like that. And when we studied it, it came across wrong. And so we stopped. Does that make sense? It's not because there's technology that we do it. We do what works for all of us. Does that make sense? I hope that gets through. So that when you do your coordination meetings, that matters. Okay. Yeah. So, you see that ang daming Starbucks, but there's a consistency. Ang daming McDo, but there's a consistency. Okay? Next, synergy. If we're building on a reputation of 29 years, you will never start from scratch. You think of a church plant. We're about to do Parañaque now, here, and Antipolo. Guess what? When they start off with, they're automatically going to have 400 members. When we did UP in 1994, we barely made 100. We couldn't start services until we hit 100. So we did small group for about a year. And then bam, finally 100 people, we started a service. Parañaque, the only reason we don't have Parañaque yet is we can't find a venue. But the 400 people are ready to move. Why can they do that? Is it because it's Doc Jun Aguilar who's planting it? No, it's because it's 29 years of us building together. June is standing on the shoulders of everyone else building this. Does that make sense? So we really can never say, ako ang gumawa nito. Si God gumawa nito, tayo ginamit niya para gawin ito. So remember, the power of collaboration is this. 1 plus 1 equals 11. It's nothing less than magic. if we do this well. The Bible says, God commands a blessing on us. Okay? Last thought. Who is responsible? You are. Bible says, at the end of the day, it's not even the victory name. And here's where I stand up. Because if I'm doing this so that the name of victory can be held high, to be quite candid, sometimes it won't be worth it. Now, I love what we... I have so much because of the victory, what victory's done. But really, at the end of the day, it's because our Lord Jesus' name is ultimately on the line. He gave His all for me. How can I not? How? I just can't. What am I doing so that more people will come to the same powerful saving knowledge that I've benefited from? If it means me doing a slightly better job at the video, or a slightly better job at greeting people in service, or a slightly better job at planning ahead for the finances, for the sake of His name, who we work for. Okay? Let's pray. Lord, thank You. May You empower them to be Your ambassadors. We carry Your name. What a privilege. And at the same time, to be quite candid, what a scary thought. And yet, by Your grace, we can. Bless them, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. All right, thanks. We're done.